leaving his job as a cashier for the Wells Fargo Bank in Chicago. The 21-year-old atheist accepted a commission as second lieutenant in the 72nd Illinois Infantry at the beginning of the American Civil War. Impressed by the young officer's ability, General O.O. Howard appointed him as provost marshal, giving him a position on his staff. The Union Army then promoted the young lieutenant, and he helped lead the troops into battle countless times. However, when the young officer entered the thick of the fight at the famous Battle of Vicksburg, he did not realize that this battle would change the course of his life. On the smoky field of battle, as the deafening roar of cannon sounded and the blazing musket balls pierced through the bodies of men on both sides of the struggle, the officer received a serious injury and lost his arm. In the ensuing days, the wounded warrior lay helplessly on a hospital cot recuperating. He tried to keep his mind off his misery and depression by reading. Every book he could obtain, the soldier devoured. But there was not very much reading material available in the field. Finally, in desperation, the young, crippled officer asked the nurse to get the Bible his mother had packed in his trunk for him. There on his sickbed, as he lay in physical and spiritual anguish, Christ poured out his grace upon the soldier. The enlightened warrior, who had begun reading